Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast, and in general, are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Have you registered for 50 Leads in Flow, the absolutely free mini course that I have going on right now? If you have not, go to the show notes and get registered today, because you're going to discover the exact method that I used to gather 350 leads in less than 50 days. I want to help you create 500 leads in ease and flow, but 50 is a good start. And you don't need a huge audience to get your business off the ground. So go and get registered right now and then come back and finish this episode, because I'm going to prep you for what is to come in 50 Leads in Flow. Now, last week I did an episode to help you get started as well, but you're going to notice that I'm put together a series of podcasts to help you process the information within 50 Leads in Flow even deeper. And today I want to talk about something I've not talked about in a really long time on my podcast. And it's about all of the beliefs and behaviors that have been taught to you since the beginning of your life here on Earth that have been designed to keep you trapped in a paycheck to paycheck lifestyle, unable to scale your business the way that you desire. You have been taught employee mindset. This is a blanket term I use to describe all the belief systems that keep you in hard work and hustle that have been taught to you from a society designed to keep you on the payroll, not an entrepreneur. So this might be triggering to a lot of you, so hang in there. And just a little housekeeping before we get started. My laptop crashed, and so I rushed out to buy a new desktop computer. Y'all, I feel so adult now. This is what adulting feels like. I literally haven't had a desktop computer since I worked corporate America. But I'm loving it. I am absolutely loving it. But the sound might not be on cue. I haven't had time to really go through all the fixins. So hang in there. And I have my windows open in here, so who knows what the sound's going to be like. I wanted to hear the birds chirping. So that's the housekeeping. Now let's talk about what you have learned from the world. Because often you will hear me say, you have been taught what to believe about yourself, your capabilities, and the world around you. So what I mean by you have been taught what to believe about the world, well, that's a really big subject, but I want to narrow in on what has been taught to you on how the world operates when it comes to money in business. Because you've been raised with businesses, right? You've been buying from businesses all your life, but you've been taught to be an employee. Our society has taught us to be really good employees. The minute that we pop out here, we're taught that. We go to school, we're taught, work hard, get good grades, and you'll get a good job. We're told that if we go to university and hunker down on a profession, then when we graduate, we're going to have a great career and we're going to make a lot of money and we'll finally be happy. We are taught employee mindset by the world. And I want you to really see how this relates when it comes to operating and growing your own business. because it's a lot more detrimental to your success than you imagine. You see, when we're told as students, if you just work harder, if you just get in there and memorize what you're supposed to memorize, then you'll finally have the magic piece. You'll be able to do what you need to do and excel and be successful. We go into university thinking the same thing, that if we get good grades, if we get an A on a test, then we'll know the stuff and then we'll be able to go out there and practically apply it in our life and have success. The truth is, I have known many, many attorneys that have gone through the educational system, graduated, then started their career and realized how little they knew within that system. We're taught that if we learn more, then we will be more. And this shows up when we're trying to build our business in seeking the missing piece, looking for what we don't know, instead of really taking action and utilizing the things that we already know. We are taught not to trust ourselves. We're taught who is supposed to be rich, who is not supposed to be rich. And for a lot of us, that air quote, not supposed to be rich, is us. The world teaches you where you fit in to the scheme of things. And I can tell you, if you are a woman, you have been taught from birth that you are worthless, that your value comes from how hard you work, how much you serve others, and also how pretty you are, how tall you are, what color skin you have. But then you're never perfect, because no matter what, your hair is not the right color. You're not big enough. You're not small enough. You're not tall enough. You're not thin enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have the right shoe size, the right lip size, the right lash length. You're continually being told how imperfect you are. And even though a lot of us have been working on letting go of those belief systems, there are still some that are residually sounding within our subconscious that we're not even aware of. And the truth is, if we are not making the money that we want in our business, it is a direct reflection of our self-worth, how much we believe we deserve it. And we've done a lot of work around that. Am I right? But it's a continual journey. And if we want to make more money, we have to continue diving deeper, figuring out what those little hinks in our chain are so that we can stretch them out and step more into who we came to this earth to be. And that's exactly why I'm here, to help you do that. Because I know how hard it was for me. Those internal fears. We are told that money is security, but that's a bunch of bullshit. Money is not security. It cannot save us. It can create a better quality of life, but it cannot keep us safe. More money does not make us lovable. We are already lovable. We are lovable because of who we are. We have always been lovable, and we don't need to change one single aspect. But when we have low self-worth, we have low self-esteem, we don't trust ourselves. We believe that there's something missing, that we must know more, and we go on this hunt for learning more things, subscribing and reading everything that we can to learn about entrepreneurism, when the truth is you already have everything that you need to be successful. And those of you that are already registered for 50 Leads in Flow, I can tell you this, and even if you're not, it's true for you as well. There's going to be strategy within 50 Leads in Flow that you probably have already heard before, but you're going to hear it differently, because I'm not fire hosing you with a bunch of strategy. I'm giving you the step-by-step method so that you can understand what to do first, how you build upon it, and most importantly, what to expect. What are the results to expect? Because a lot of the time you're putting strategy out there and it's kind of like you're throwing spaghetti in a wall hoping to see what sticks, with no idea what to expect and wondering where you're supposed to be watching and what you're supposed to be watching for. I'm going to take care of so much of that stuff. And here's the thing, you already know what to expect because I called it 50 leads in flow. You're going to gather at the minimum 50 leads with flow and ease. Now, you don't need a big audience to get your business off the ground. Leads are people that are holding up their hand saying, hey, I want to work with you in some capacity. If you have an audience, but nobody is raising their hand, you haven't created a lead yet. But that's what we're going to take care of. You can have 8,000 people in a Facebook group and not be monetizing it to six figures. You can have a group of 15 and be monetizing it to six figures. I'm going to help you create your first 50 leads in flow and ease. This exact method that I'm teaching, I attracted 200 leads in less than 20 days. I know that you can do the same if you just follow what I tell you. You just need the guidance of somebody who's created it before that is willing to take the time and invest the time into you. And I show up for women that show up for themselves. So if you are in there and you are participating within the Facebook group, I'm 100% there for you. Because I know that there can be bumps along the way. And I want to be able to flatten that bump out as fast as possible so that you can begin to scale to your first 50K or your next 500K, whatever it is. I normally do not talk about six figures. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know why I don't. Because that type of branding really discourages women away from building their business because it frightens their subconscious and they don't believe that they're capable of it. But 90% of you that are listening to this podcast right now and don't have your business off the ground, it doesn't scare you to think about making your first 50K. It excites you. You think, I can do that with Lynn Louise's help. I got that. I can totally do it. So earlier in this podcast, I talked a little bit about the brain science. Everything that you have been taught since birth to keep you in that hard work and hustle, paycheck to paycheck lifestyle, working harder for other people, conditioned to believe that you just need to know more, that you just need to do more in order to be more. It's a lie. You're a visionary. You create from a higher level of consciousness. Money does not start from doing. So let's talk about some cosmic wisdom here. Money does not come from doing. Money comes from who you are on a core level. In my programs, I teach women how to completely integrate with higher self, working with the physical brain so that you can always operate from the power of possibility, leaving behind the hard work and hustle, the stress, the anxiety, the overwhelm. Do we need to do things? Yes. I call that inspired action. But it first starts with who you are being on a core level. Your subconscious identities drive your destiny. And many of these identities keep us trapped right where we are. When we reprogram those core level belief systems, up-leveling our consciousness and integrating with higher self, we're able to operate from a new level of being, one that allows us to open up the funnel to our business, flooding us with money. Often you'll hear me talk about the be-do-have model. Now, most of you are probably operating from have-do-be. This is, if I just have the six-figure business, then I'll be able to do the things I want to do. And then I'll finally be that successful entrepreneur that I want to be. Let me use an example. When I have the six-figure business, then I'll be able to run Facebook ads. And by running the Facebook ads, then I will finally be that successful entrepreneur that I really want to be. This is a broken strategy. The genesis of creating is being. So we must first be. Now, what do I mean by this? This is the be, do, have model. If you want a six-figure business, you must first be on a core level, that six-figure earner. And then if you are being that six-figure earner, then you can clearly see what strategies need to be implemented, how to implement them, and what to expect from them. That's the doing part. And then you will have the success that you want. It's not about taking a lot of time to become successful. because manifesting doesn't take time. We can collapse timelines in a matter of seconds. There are many different ways to do this. There's the two water cup method. There's walking through doorways. There are so many ways to collapse timelines. That doesn't mean that we get to leave out the doing. A lot of the times when I'm coaching people, they fixate on the being. They kind of feel like that ease and flow that I'm always talking about is supposed to just fall in their lap. I'm like, no, you still have to do things. Ease and flow does not mean not doing. It means doing in alignment and knowing how things fit together and what to expect from it. So take a look at a coach that has what you want. Who are they being? What are some characteristics that they are being? I can tell you for me, I'm committed, I'm integral, I'm fun-loving, I'm compassionate, I'm driven, I'm motivated. There are countless ways of being, but look at somebody that has what you want and what characteristics do you perceive them to be? And then start being that person right now, not tomorrow, not on Monday, right now. Then what do you need to do? What actions do you need to take? If you're in 50 leads in flow, then you need to show up in there. You need to show up in the group. You need to be active. You need to ask questions. And then by doing those things in alignment, you will achieve that in which you desire. You will raise that frequency and the clients will start coming to you. They will want what you have. You must first be the person that is going to create that in which you desire, doing the things that you need to do in alignment to have your dream business. So your homework is write down the characteristics of being that you need to be that 50K earner. I challenge you to write a list of 20 and then share it inside the group. I would love to see that list. Either type it out or take a snapshot and share it. You're going to inspire others on characteristics that they might not have even thought about. We're all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. And by sharing it with others, you'll be helping them on their journey as well. See you inside the group. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.